الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله وسلم على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين أما بعد وعليكم السلام. Today is the 23rd of Ramadan, which corresponds to the 11th of August 2011. Obviously it's the year 1433 in the Hijri. And I believe this is the fourth session, if my memory serves me well, on the مختصر منهاج القاصدين لابن قدام المقدسي رحمه الله تعالى أو لابن قدام المقدسي رحمه الله تعالى. And in our last session we went over some of the problems with terminology or the way the people in recent times have distorted the meanings of words which had a different kind of connotation at the time of the Salaf. And he gave examples of the word tawheed and the word ilm and the word fiqh and the word dhikr and the word hikmah. And we stopped at the statement faslun fil ulum al mahmuda, a chapter on the praiseworthy sciences. Wa'lam anna al ulum al mahmuda tanqasimu ila qismayn. No, meaning you have to know, you should know, that the praiseworthy sciences are divided into two parts. Al-awwal mahmudun ila aqsa ghayatihi. Praiseworthy to the highest degree. The epitome of praiseworthy. Or the epitomeness of praiseworthy. Wa kullama kana akthar kana ahsana wa afdal. And the more it is, the more abundant it is, the better and the more virtuous. وهو العلم بالله تعالى وبصفاته وأفعاله وحكمته في ترتيب الآخرة على الدنيا. And that is namely knowledge of Allah the Exalted, His attributes, His actions, and the wisdom behind favoring the life to come over the worldly life. This is the epitome of praiseworthy sciences. Alhamdulillah, we did a whole book on that. Al-Aqidah al-Wasitiyah. فَإِنَّ هَذَا عِلْمٌ مَطْلُوبٌ لِذَاتِهِ. This is a science which is required for itself, in and of itself. وَالتَّوَصُّلُ بِهِ إِلَى سَعَادَةِ الْآخِرَةِ. And it is means through which you're able to arrive at the bliss of the life to come. وهي البحر الذي لا يدرك غوره وإنما يحوم المحيمون على سواحله وأطرافه بقدر ما تيسر لهم. And it is that ocean without a shore. And basically all that could be is that those who are trying to attain it are kind of going around it on the edges, on the sides, according to what is feasible and facilitated. Wa alaykum assalam. Al-qismu al-thani, al-ulumu allati la yuhmadu minha illa miqdarun makhsusun. The kind of sciences which the only aspect of it that is praiseworthy is one which is specified. Specific portion. وهي التي ذكرناها من فروض الكفايات. And it is the ones which we have mentioned in the communal obligations. Now who can remember what the Sheikh mentioned as a communal obligation?
One of that was mathematics.
Thank you, Mr. Shu'aib al-Rahman.
And also the knowledge of division of the inheritance.
Good. Wow, we should give you something, man. I'll tell you what. For iftar, you can drink some water. Barakallah feek. Okay? That's only for you. Good example, Mr. Shu'aib. Even though you came late, you managed to rectify that tardiness. فَإِنَّ فِي كُلِّ مِنْهَا افْتِقَارًا وَاقْتِصَارًا وَاسْتِسْقَاءً. Oh, istisqa'an. Naam. In each one of them, there's a state of need and that which is sufficient and that which is sought after. فَكُنْ أَحَدْ رَجُلَيْنَ. be one of two men. Imma mashghulan bi nafsika. Amazing. Either preoccupied with yourself, busy with yourself. We'll see what that means. Wa imma mutafarrighan li ghayrika ba'da al-faragh min nafsika. Or you're dedicated for or to someone else after you have finished yourself, after you've done for yourself what is required. So either be completely worried about yourself, in other words, or you're worried about someone else after you've already fixed yourself up. You don't have to worry about yourself anymore. Now you can go worry about someone else. وَإِيَّاكَ أَن تَشْتَغِلَ بِمَا يُصْلِحُ غَيْرَكَ قَبْلَ إِصْلَاحِ نَفْسِكَ. And woe to you from that which rectifies others prior to rectifying you. وَاشْتَغِلْ بِإِصْلَاحِ بَاطِنِكَ وَتَطْهِيرِهِ مِنَ الصِّفَاتِ الذَّمِيمَةِ. And work on rectifying your internals, no, your inward, and purifying it from blameworthy traits such as over keenness and envy, والرياء, and showing off, والعجب, والعجب, which is what? Self admiration, self praise. قبل إصلاح ظاهرك, before you rectify your outwardly appearance. يعني fix your heart as well, then fix your outside. وسيأتي ذلك إن شاء الله تعالى في ربع المهلكات أو في ربع المهلكات. This will be elaborated on when we deal with the quarter of destroyers, because we dealt in the beginning, we said ربع المنجيات وربع المهلكات إلى آخره. فإن لم تتفرغ من ذلك فلا تشتغل بفروض الكفاية. If you haven't completed that, don't busy yourself with that communal obligation. Science. فإن في الخلق كثيرا يقومون بذلك. There are many amongst people who are sufficing you, even though nowadays that doesn't even apply. فإن مهلك نفسه في طلب صلاح غيره فإن مهلك نفسه فإن مهلك نفسه في طلب صلاح غيره سفيه. The one who destroys himself seeking to rectify another one is foolish. They say it's like a candle, that it provides light for others while it burns, and so everybody sees it, and then it's gone. صلى الله العافية. ومثله مثل من دخلت العقارب تحت ثيابه وهو يذب الذباب عن غيره. Ooh, nice. And these people had some nice imagination, man. Nice figurative, idiomatic expressions. He said his example is like the person who has scorpions under his garment and he's trying to swat flies from someone else. Oh, you got a fly over there and the scorpion is in his stove already about to eat him up and bite him and kill him, and he's busy swatting flies from other people's clothes. Wow. I like. We're going to use this one day, inshallah. We use it now. I mean, again. فَإِن تَفَرَّغْتَ مِن نَفْسِكَ وَتَطْهِيرِهَا وَمَا أَبْعَدَ ذَلِكَ. Hey, ya Sheikh, irhamna. He says, if you have freed yourself to fix yourself and purify it, and how far-fetched is that? Huh? How far is that to be done? فَاشْتَغَلْ بِفُرُوضِ الْكِفَيَاتِ وَرَاعِ التَّدَرُّجْ فِي ذَلِكَ. Then get busy with the communal obligations, and but follow a sequence, graduality in that. يعني don't do everything in one shot. You won't do it. You lose it in one shot. فَابْتَدِئْ بِكِتَابِ اللَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ. Begin with the book of Allah, the one full of might, the honorable. ثُمَّ بِسُنَّةِ رَسُولِهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَآلِهِ وَسَلَّمْ. Then the sunnah of his messenger, عليه الصلاة والسلام. ثُمَّ بِعُلُومِ الْقُرْآنِ. Then the sciences of the Qur'an. مِنَ التَّفْسِيرِ. Interpretation. وَمِنْ نَاسِخٍ وَمَنْسُوخٍ. Ah. ناسخ المنسوخ. What does that translate to, يا محمد؟ خزر. ناسخ. Bring the chains. محمد. ناسخ المنسوخ محمد. ما ننسخ من آية أو ننسيها. ناسخ المنسوخ مدير. ما في؟ في صوم ها؟ مخ تعبان دحين. ها كابتن. سينيور. بور كي سينيور. Yes, but there's a special English word for that. Begins with the letter A. I know Shuaib, you know, don't even look at me. I'm looking for someone else. Okay, everybody failed. Shuaib?
I don't even, I didn't know that as well. RT.
The fire extinguisher, that's, I think that's the next best option.
Art, base. Arbitration?
La abrogation. The abrogator and the abrogated. So the abrogator and nasikh. And the abrogated al mansukh. And the concept of nasikh is called abrogation.
Yes. I had that, but it didn't come up.
What is qasas?
That is qasas. Qasas.
Qasas
is like to take the...
Qasas, right? Not qisas. Qasas.
Qasas.
Yeah, to... What is the English word for that? Qisas or qasas?
Qasas. Qasas.
Man, we're going to have to pull out the Quran, bro.
Qisas.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Qisas. Why am I saying qisas? Or did I say qisas? I said both. So whichever one is correct, accept it.
Qisas.
No way, man. I got this, the Quran Android, one of the best things I've ever invented, man. MashaAllah, tabarakallah. What a lovely, lovely application, man. And it's free. Zamallah khair. Aywa. Jeeb. Qisas, ya Sheikh.
Yes, I said that.
So what is the qisas?
You need the English terminology or the meaning?
No, the meaning we all know. Yeah. The eye for the eye and the nose for the nose and the tooth for the tooth and the soul for the soul and Al-Hurru bil-Hir Wal-Abdu bil-Abdi Wal-Jirahu ila akhirihi. Qisas. Retribution. Retribution. The law of retribution. You have to add these to the vocabulary if you ever want to give da'wah in English, just for the record. Huh? If you're going to give da'wah in Urdu, ignore me. But if you're going to give da'wah in English, man, you got to know what's going on. Because you can't be giving someone 18 sentences to explain to him one word in Arabic. You could have given him one word. If he's an English speaking person, he would know it. Say, okay.
The English speaking person that I hang out with
doesn't know it either.
They don't even know that.
It's okay. Then you teach them. Huh? Raise their level, brother. طيب ومن ناسخ ومنسوخ. Know the abrogator and the abrogated. ومحكم ومتشابه. Huh? محكم. لا. Yes, fixed or entirely clear. Entirely clear, firm, muhkam, tight. Can't play with it. Huh? Muhkam, mutashabih.
Similar to.
La. Yes, ambiguous.
Ambiguous, yes.
Ambiguous or doubtful, yes, or. It entertains multiple interpretations. Huh? Who can give us an example? First of all, where is this idea of muhkam mutashabih mentioned in the Quran? Where? No, Shu'aib. This one you know. Where in the Quran does Allah speak of muhkam mutashabih? In the same ayah. Yes. What surah? The beginning of Al-Imran. The beginning of Al-Imran. The first page. Of Al-Imran. Can't forget it. I think ayah number 7. If my memory serves me well. هو الذي نزل عليك أو أنزل
هو الذي أنزل عليك الكتاب منه
آيات محكمات هن أم الكتاب وأخر متشابهات فأما الذين في قلوبهم زيغ فاتبعون ما تشابه منه ابتغاء الفتنة وابتغاء تأويله وما يعلم تأويله إلا الله والراسخون في العلم يقولون آمنا به كل من عند ربنا وما يتذكر إلا أولو الألباب important آيات يا جماعة for دعوة because it deals with the entirely clear and the ambiguous so if any kafir brings some ayah from the Quran which he's interpreting a certain way to fulfill an objective a wicked objective of his you will find that it will be 100% from the mutashabih and you will have to refer him back to the muhkam to shut him up example someone give me an example I've given that example before, so don't give me the example which I gave you before. Give me an example from your own mind, from what you've been reading of the Quran in the month of Ramadan. I'm dehydrating. Yalla. Feel like a lizard. Aywa. Okay, that could be accepted. Fine.
People in Pakistan, there are certain group of Jews. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu la taqrabu salata wa antum sukara. But they stop at la taqrabu salata. Never come close to salah.
Yeah, but yeah, that that's far fetched. Because I mean, the guy who says this, I will smack him right then and there. You know what I'm saying?
But he said that I'm trying to implement this verse. Like, let me just work on la taqrabu salah first. Antum sukara, like that is later on.
Are you serious, man?
Yes, akhi. I mean, this is so-called P, like
kufur, man. This is kufur in Allah Azza wa Jal. This is playing games with the deen of Allah, man. You smack this guy across his head, make his feet in front of his face.
So-called religious leader.
Ah, leader, ya Sheikh. He's a shaitanic leader. A'udhu billah. طيب يا شباب, ها? What does your mom have to do with this, man?
She told me that these people, they read the verse to, you know, marry in twos and threes and fours.
طيب.
And they just stop over there.
They don't read, okay, but that's not what we're looking for, guys. We're looking for something else. You all give me example of someone reading half an ayah, trying to get something out of it, okay? They forgot, فَإِنْ خِفْتُمْ أَلَّا تَعْدِلُوا فَوَاحِدًا. لَا, I'm looking for something else. I'm looking for a Christian who comes and says, what is your problem you're talking about? You know, you have a problem with Trinity. Your Quran is full of we. Who's we?
Yes. Inna nahnu
nazzalna. Who's we?
Allah.
طيب, that's mutashabih or not? That's mutashabih, man. That's mutashabih. You have to convince this person that this is not referring to multiple gods. Not an easy task. Because that pronoun is popular for plurality. It's not popular for royalty. Or royalty. Royalty, not royalty. It's not popular for that. So how are you going to disprove it? What is the muhkam you would refer to? وَإِلَهُكُمْ إِلَهُ وَاحِدْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا هُوَ الرَّحْمَنُ الرَّحِيمُ قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدْ لَا تَجَمَعَ اللَّهِ إِلَهًا آخَرْ إِنَّهُمْ مِنْ إِفْكِهِمْ لَا يَقُولُونَ وَلَدَ اللَّهِ وَإِنَّهُمْ لَكَاذِبُونَ نظر ما اتخذ الله من ولد وما كان معه من إله إذن لذهب كل إله بما خلق ولا على بعضهم على بعض يعني شو بدك يعني we'll bring you 500 آيات محكمة that will silence you if you're really looking for the truth huh? So the issue is محكم وتشابه is knowing these issues you as someone involved in Islam this is your religion forget about other people for your own protection يا أخي The shaitan may come and try to deceive someone, mislead him from the path. You need to have a backup plan. In a sense, you need to know what's going on in your own deen for your own protection. You have sometimes you come across an ayah which you don't understand. I mean, you read the ayah and it says, Allah misleads them. Allah seals their heart. Allah, and you know, Allah has already prepared. وَلَقَدْ ذَرَأْنَا لِجَهَنَّمْ كَثِيرًا مِنَ الْجِنِّ وَالْإِنسِ And in the promises which Allah made that He will fill up Jahannam. If you don't have a sound aqidah, you say, oh, wait, what's going on, man? You know, why? But how come? And now the shaitan will come give you all this. They say, hey, time out. You have to go back to the muhkam that Allah is just and that Allah gives the people the chance. وَمَا كُنَّا مُعَذِّبِينَ حَتَّى نَبْعَثَ رَسُولًا Then you bring the other ayat which will put your mind at ease. That this is after they rejected. فَلَمَّا زَاغُوا Azaghallahu qulubahum. You know this ayah, the problem is solved. So every time you come across an ayah where Allah misled them and made them blind and deaf and everything, this only happened after they decided to turn away. If you don't know that other ayah, you'll have a serious problem. Nice oud. نعم إلى غير ذلك وكذلك في السنة. Similarly in the sunnah, يعني also in the sunnah you have ناسخ المنسوخ and you have محكم المتشابه. هي ثم اشتغل بالفروع. Then work on the branches. وأصول الفقه and the fundamentals and the foundations of fiqh. وهكذا بقية العلوم على ما يتسع له العمر ويساعد فيه الوقت. And similarly with the rest of the sciences, according to what your lifespan allows and what time permits. Yeah, because to them it was a lifetime mission, man. Not like we are, you know, you get a degree in some sort of Islamic studies and khalas, then you take vacation for the rest of your life from ilm. You keep repeating the same stuff, you know, for Allah knows how long. To them, it was a lifetime thing. I've been listening to some of the mashayikh, or one of the mashayikh in Arabic now. Alaykum salam, wow. Ulak, wow, alaykum salam. Marhaban. Welcome. Yeah, it's just really, yani, some of the stuff that's happening in the Arab world. And you don't know what's going on in the Arab world, by the way. I mean, I'm sure it happens elsewhere, but the articles that are published on the newspapers and magazines, man, this is kufr, man. Like, you can't believe. You know the cloning thingy with that sheep that they duplicated? So that they wrote an article in the newspaper. This is a Muslim country, in a Muslim country, not here, in a Muslim country. That the human beings have exceeded Allah in creating a sheep which is greater than the creation of Jesus, the son of Mary. So Allah creating Jesus, the son of Mary, is now a lesser of a miraculous event than them cloning a sheep. And how did they make that sheep? From a cell which Allah created. Yeah, ibn al-ladhina, if you had created your own cell, then we would have had a discussion. You brought the one Allah created. You didn't do jack. Jesus came from Noah. Are you kidding me? This is a huge difference. But they publish this stuff on, you know, in the magazines. Yep. And someone saying that against the Prophet alayhi salatu salam and against the Sahaba, all these, you know, the Ummah and the Muslims and the scholars are being cursed out publicly in the Muslim world, you know. And then we wonder why we're going through these tribulations and these, you know, trials. Because this is jaza and wifaqa. We don't give the scholars their due right. And they're made fun of, and these are the protectors of the deen. If they go away, we'll all be selling potatoes tomorrow. We have nothing. Without the ulama, forget it. Because people don't know what to do. You say, okay, we have the books. Okay, what about the nawazil? What about the issues, the current issues? The current issues, the things which only come in recent times, and there's no fatwa from back in the day about it. It's something that is new. Who's going to deal with it? Who's going to guide the ummah? It could be something so critical that it affects the ummah at large. Anyways. وَلَا تَسْتَغْرِقْ عُمْرُكَ فِي فَنٍ وَاحِدٍ مِنْهَا طَلَبًا لِلْإِسْتِقْصَاءِ. Do not consume, good one, good verb. Do not consume your whole lifespan in one science. In one art, يعني, or if you want to call it fan. It's one art, science, you know, in this fashion. فَإِنَّ الْعِلْمَ كَثِيرٌ. Knowledge is abundant. وَالْعُمُرُ قَصِيرٌ. But the lifespan is short. وَهَذِهِ الْعُلُومُ آلَاتٌ يُرَادُ بِهَا غَيْرَهَا أَوْ غَيْرُهَا. يُرَادُ مَبْنِي لِلْمَجْهُولِ نَائِبْ فَاعِلِ. And these sciences are tools that lead you to something else which is intended. They're only a tool. They're not the objective in and of themselves. They are the tool to something else. وَكُلَّ شَيْءٍ يُطْلَبُ لِغَيْرِهِ فَلَا يَنْبَغِي أَنْ يَنْسَى فِيهِ الْمَطْلُوبِ. And everything which is sought for, which is sought in order to get something else, you shouldn't forget that which you were working for initially. It's like someone had to make a spreadsheet or an Excel sheet. Or he had to submit some study at work, you know. some report. And so he goes, he joins an institute to learn, you know, Excel and PowerPoint and all this stuff. And then he stays there. Then he gets busy with how to do Excel, and he becomes an expert in this thing, and he never does the report which he actually joined the thing for. You know, so you know, you're using this as a tool to get something to something else. Don't forget that which you're working for. So knowledge is means to enter Jannah. Okay? Don't get busy with it so that you miss out on entering Jannah. By not applying it, by, you know, using it to lead the people astray, by ABC of things that are the defects in having knowledge for the people. So, you know, that's what the Shaykh is trying to say. فَصْلٌ فِي عَالِمٍ لَمْ يَنْفَعْهُ عِلْمُهُ Of ta'il wallah. Ta'il kteer. Exactly what we're saying right now. A chapter on a scholar who benefited not from his knowledge, or whose knowledge benefited him not. وَاعْلَمْ أَنَّ الْمُنَاظَرَةَ الْمَوْضُوعَةَ لِقَصْدِ الْمُغَالَبَةِ وَالْمُبَاهَاتِ مَنْبَعِ الْأَخْلَاقِ الْمَذْمُومَةِ وَلَا يَصْلَمُ صَاحِبُهَا مِنْ كِبِرٍ لِاحْتِقَارِ الْمُقَصِّرِينَ عَنْهُ وَعُجْبٌ بِنَفْسِهِ لِارْتِفَاعِ عَلَى كَثِيرٍ مِنَ ظَائِرِهِ الله المستعان. Listen to this now. Let's all do a self-check here. Know that the debate, which is intended to be victorious and vainglorious, it's a new English word, by the way. Vainglorious. It's like arrogance and showing off. I was reading this one book and it was there. It's really interesting, and I thought it was a typo. I'm like, what in the world is vainglorious? So I looked it up in the dictionary and it was there. I was like, oh. So you know, sometimes you think and you're wrong. He said, arrogant, like showing off kind of thing. I hope it's vainglorious, not something. Wait a second, man, you're making me doubt now. Because I know glorious is part of it. But whether the first word is vain or not, now I'm doubtful. But anyway, we can resolve this in no time. Mr. Webster's dictionary, please come here.
Vain.
Uno momento, señor. Vainglorious, right there. Vainglorious. It says, feeling self-importance, too big for his britches, had a swelled head. He was swelled with pride. Synonyms, swelled, big, proud. Feeling or indicating vainglory, elated by vanity, boastful. Huh? So you can add this to your dictionary, vainglorious. So that is the root of the blameworthy traits. And the one who's involved in it can barely escape arrogance. Huh? لِاحْتِقَارِ الْمُقَصِّرِينَ Before, because of the belittlement he has for those who did not attain what he has attained. And self-admiration because he is above many of his competitors, many of his rivals. ولا يسلم من الرياء and he cannot protect himself from showing off لأن جمهور مقصود المناظر اليوم على ناس علم الناس بغلبته. Now the Shaykh is speaking about what it seems. I don't know whether that was popular back then, but this is like debates, like the debates, where Fulan was standing against Fulan. Of course, back then it could have been among the Muslims themselves. Nevertheless, he's speaking about this issue here. He said, and where the main intent of the debater is that he is the victorious, to show the people his victory, his superiority over someone else. Alarm. وَأَطْلَاقُ أَلْسِنَتِهِمْ بِشُكْرِهِ وَمَتْحِهِ And them, you know, praising him and thanking him. فَهُوَ يُذْهِبُ عُمُرَهُ فِي الْعُلُومِ الَّتِي تُعِينُ عَلَى الْمُنَاظَرَ مِمَّا لَا يَنْفَعْ فِي الْآخِرَةِ So he wastes his life in attaining knowledge which benefits him in his debates but does not benefit him in the life to come. كَحُسْنِ اللَّفْضِ وَحِفْضِ النَّوَادِرِ كَحُسْنِ اللَّفْضِ وَحِفْضِ النَّوَادِرِ Like, anyways, like the good term, I know, it's like, why is it like now like this? And knowing the unique things, but that was only because I read it in a book. Anyways, but that doesn't mean, by the way, that we blame, for example, Ahmadi that rahimahullah, or others among the debaters, because I think the context of debating with the kuffar is a whole different one. I mean, we cannot assume that everyone who's debating is trying there to show off. He's trying to really present the message of Islam to the people. So, I mean, of course, this is the Sheikh generalizing. We cannot say that this applies across the board. That's not fair for everybody, including myself.
Yes.
وقد روي في الحديث عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أنه قال أشد الناس عذابا يوم القيامة عالم حديث ضعيف. We're not even going to quote it. That's a حديث ضعيف. Can't just put it ضعيف next week. According to Sheikh Al-Bani رحمه الله ضعيف جدا. Very weak. يعني you cannot even use it for فضائل الأعمال. If it was just virtuous, can't use it. Not فضائل صدقات. You know the book? باب في آداب. Or should we stop? I think we should stop. What do you think? باب في آداب المعلم والمتعلم وآفات العلم وباني علماء السوء وعلماء الآخرة. Dangerous. A chapter on the etiquette of the teacher and the one taught or the student, and the defects, afat, يعني basically, it's not a defect for itself, but it is a byproduct. يعني the afat al-ilm, for example, they say an-nisyan. The only problem in knowledge is forgetfulness of knowledge, is forgetting knowledge. So there's really no problem in knowledge except that you forget it. So the problem is in forgetting, not the knowledge itself. So afa is like a kind of an issue, a conflict, a problem, a concern. وَأَفَاتُ الْعِلْمِ, and those of knowledge, the issues or concerns of knowledge, and the clarification of the ulama su, the scholars of evil, or the evil scholars, or the wicked scholars, وَعُلَمَاءُ الْآخِرَةِ, and the scholars of the life to come. أما المتعلم فينبغي له تقديم طهارة النفس عن رذائل الأخلاق ومذموم الصفات إذ العلم عبادة القلب. As for the student, it's incumbent on him to put forth the purification of one's soul from evil traits and character. Huh? Evil and blameworthy traits and character. Because knowledge is an act of worship for the heart. وينبغي له قطع علائق العلائق الشاغلة, and he should disconnect any connections which will preoccupy him. فإن الفكرة متى توزعت قصرت عن إدراك الحقائق. The thought, once it is, there's a word I'm looking for. Not a special word, a regular word. Like, not divided, but anyways, the idea...
Distribute.
Yeah, but there's another word, man. It has some SP in it.
Spread?
Not Salafi publications. And not spread either. Once it is...
Sporadic.
They're sporadic, but that's not a verb. Anyways, the thought, once it goes all over the place, okay... Once it goes all over the place, you won't be able to attain the essence of things. Your mind is gone somewhere else. You will miss out on what is being presented. Spills? I'm thinking about food, man. Spill, man. I know we're fasting, akhi, but you don't have to give me these examples, man. Spill, we're gonna spill nothing. وَيَنْبَغِي لَهُ نَعْمُ وَقَدْ كَانَ السَّلَفُ يؤثرون العلم على كل شيء. And the Salaf used to favor knowledge over everything. Everything. فروي عن الإمام أحمد رحمه الله أنه لم يتزوج إلا بعد الأربعين. It was narrated that Imam Ahmad did not get married until after he reached 40. He was busy with ilm. Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah didn't get the chance to get married. Between knowledge and prison, didn't get to get married. Nawawi, I believe, did not get the chance to get married. These are some senior scholars who didn't have any wives. Not that they were trying to do what the Prophet ﷺ forbade. When some of the Sahaba said, "Inni يعني لا أتزوج النساء," I will not marry women. He told them, "بل أنا أتزوج النساء وأصوم وأفطر وأصلي وأنام." فمن رغب عن سنتي فليس مني. And whoever turns away or seeks other than my sunnah is not of me. So they weren't trying to do that. نعم. It was just the qadr of Allah Azza wa Jalla. وأهديت إلى أبي بكر الأنباري جارية. Don't you wish these days can be revived?
Oh.
Allah, that would be some good stuff, man. What happened to that? Somebody now brings you an apple. Back then he will bring him a girl. A slave girl. Take this gift, أخي بارك الله فيك. Shukran. Barakallah fiqh. Allah will make some sincere dua for this brother for the next 3-5 years, man, you know? In every sajda, we'll remember him for this wonderful gift. Well, that's men. Of course, the problem is that sisters are going to hear this class. That was just a joke, sisters. Okay, take it easy, yeah? Don't get on my case. I'm going to get all these comments now on Facebook. Anyways, فلما دخلت عليه تفكر في استخراج مسألة فعزبت عنه. When she entered upon him, he was in the process of, you know, analyzing one of these matters of the deen, I guess, something. He's trying to come up with the ruling. When she came in on him, psh, it ruined the whole thing. Huh? So he lost the thought, which he had once gained. قال أخرجوها إلى النخاس. Said, take her out to this person, I guess, نخاس. فقالت هل من ذنب? She said, did I commit any sin? Or did I do anything wrong? قال لا إلا أن قلبي اشتغل بك, except that my heart was busy with you. وما قدر مثلك أن وما قدر مثلك أن يمنعني علمي, and equal or like someone like you would not be able to prevent me from my knowledge. Okay, so that was how they were then. Even though somebody brought him a jariya, he didn't do like we did. Already, we got excited, by the way, just for the thought. His brother was already happy, and the other one started daydreaming, and this one was planning what he will do next. What's going on, guys? He told them, yalla, take her out of here. Well, because they would have him so often, it wasn't a big deal if you rejected one. Right? Nowadays, it's going to be a big deal. وعلى المتعلم أن يلقى زمامه أو يلقي زمامه إلى المعلم إلقاء المريض زمامه إلى الطبيب. And the student has to kind of, يعني, you know, the bridle. He should like place his bridle before his teacher, the same way the patient does it before the doctor. In other words, give him full control. Zimam is like the control. Zimam al-umur. أخذ بزمام الأمور, to have things under control. And نعم, the hadith about the 70,000 malaika who will be dragging Jahannam, yes. Zimam also, right? يُؤْتَى بِجَهَنَّمْ لَا سَبْعُونَ أَلْفَ زِمَامٍ عَلَى كُلِّ زِمَامٍ سَبْعُونَ أَلْفَ مَلَكٍ إِلَّا صح. فَيَتَوَاضَعَ لَهُ وَيُبَالِغْ فِي خِدْمَتِهِ. So he should humble himself before his teacher, and he should exert himself in providing service. You don't have to do this for me. Jazakumullah khair. I'm your brother, and we're all learning here together. Huh? I don't want anyone to bring a red carpet outside when I go out and say and walk in. This is speaking about alim and tulab ilm. We are something else. Okay? Myself and you are all trying to do something else. We ask Allah to give us such a degree in life and in the life to come, but we're doing more like a translation with some elaboration. This is not real dissemination of knowledge as the ulama will do. وقد كان ابن عباس رضي الله عنه يأخذ بركاب زيد بن ثابت رضي الله عنه ويقول هكذا أمرنا أن نفعل بالعلماء. سبحان الله. And ابن عباس حبر الأمة, حبر الأمة وترجمان القرآن والشيخ الكبير. He used to place his knees. He would sit down, or he will kneel at the knees of Zayd ibn Thabit, and he told him, this is how we were commanded to treat our scholars. Nah? Subhanallah. وَمَتَى تَكَبَّرَ الْمُتَعَلِّمُ أَنْ يَسْتَفِيدَ مِنْ غَيْرِ مَوْصُوفٍ بِالتَّقَدُّمِ فَهُوَ جَاهِلٌ. Once the student becomes arrogant in regards to benefiting from benefiting, then he becomes ignorant without any any justifying reason. لأن الحكمة ضالة المؤمن أينما وجدها أخذها. Wisdom is that thing which the believer is always fetching for. Once he finds it, he takes it. It doesn't matter where or with who. This does not mean that you go listen to people of innovation and then try to find some hikmah somewhere there. So you can take it, honestly. وَلْيَدْعَ رَأْيَهُ لِرَأْيِ مُعَلِّمِهِ فَإِنْ خَطَأَ الْمُعَلِّمْ أَنْفَعَ لِلْمُتَعَلِّمْ فَإِنْ خَطَأَ الْمُعَلِّمْ أَنْفَعَ لِلْمُتَعَلِّمْ مِنْ صَوَابِ نَفْسِهِ. Allahu Akbar, this is dangerous. And let him abandon his opinion in favor of his teacher's opinion, because his teacher's erroneous opinion is more beneficial to him than his correct opinion. Yep. He's trying to instill here the nature of the relationship between the teacher and the student. Because the teacher has more experience at the end of the day. And people who are, you know, freshly coming into the deen are always overexcited. They're always overexcited and they don't have that vision of the alim. The alim has already been through life. Araka al-hayat. He's been through life like a ma'raka. He's been through the battle of life. He has experience. He's been to similar situation. So that's why I say, like, take it easy. And he's like, no, how can we? This happened with the Sahaba. You know, the Sulh al-Hudaybiyah. No. When they signed in the contract, before they even signed it, that if any Muslim comes to them, they will have to return him to the kuffar. And Abu Jandala, was it?
Yes.
Managed to escape. He was all injured. And he came dragging his chains from Mecca to Hudaybiyah. And they haven't yet written this in the contract. They were verbally discussing it. And the Sahaba saw him. And his father was the one who was actually negotiating the deal. He told them, Ya Muhammad, the first thing that I want to apply in this ahad between us, the covenant, is this guy returns. He told them, but we didn't write it yet. He said, then we don't sign a covenant. Forget about the covenant. So he told them, Irja, Raji'u, take him back. All the Sahaba lost their mind. Umar got up and said, Ya Rasulallah, are we not upon the truth? He said, yes. Are they not our enemies and upon falsehood? He said, yes. Then why are we doing this? Why are we giving up? He told them, أنا رسول الله ولا أعصي. And Allah will give me victory. I am the messenger of Allah. I will not disobey Allah. And Allah will give me victory. Huh? And then, so Umar, imagine now, Umar, with Umar, he wasn't satisfied. He went to Abu Bakr, told him, Ya Abu Bakr, what's going on here? Aren't we upon the truth and they upon falsehood? Then what are we doing? He told them, he is the messenger of Allah. And he will not disobey Allah. And you stick to his sunnah. What happened? Do you know the rest of the story?
Yes, one of the alliance of Quraysh attacked the alliance of Muslims and the sunnah broke.
No. No, before that.
Before that, yeah.
This man, Abu Jandala, went back and he had two prisoners, the ones who were keeping him as a prisoner. One of them was stupid. He was talking about a safe sword. Wallah, my sword this and my sword that, and I've killed so many people with it, and da-da-da-da-da. So he told him, can I see it? And so he gave it to him to see it. He chopped off his head. And the other one ran back to Mecca, and he came back to the Messenger of Allah. The Messenger of Allah saw him and said, Wayla ummuk. What have you done? You know, we have a covenant. He told them, Allah saved me. Allah saved me. This is what happened. He told them, okay, go back to this kind of ocean, this resort area. And he became, actually, they created a clan. All those Muslims who became Muslim in Mecca, because they couldn't go to the Prophet ﷺ, they would go to this area. And so they had their own village kind of thing, and they had their own thing. And they would be beating the Quraysh. Every time the Quraysh would go with a caravan, they would kill them and take their stuff and take back their revenge. Yep. So see, he obeyed Allah. And so Umar said later on, He said, أيها الناس اتهموا رأيكم. He said, oh people, accuse your own intellect and opinion. Verily, I saw myself on the verge of rejecting the Messenger of Allah's statement. Yani I was on the verge of going against the Messenger of Allah. I later found out the blessings of this al-sulh of Hudaybiyah and what happened, you know, Allah saved them and so on and so forth. So the lesson is, yani that's what he's trying to instill, this relationship between the teacher and the student. You just have to know, he may see things which you don't see. Relax, calm down. Because his wrong opinion is better for you than your right opinion, if it's going to entail you becoming arrogant and saying, he's ta'ban, my teacher, you know, this and that, I don't want to take from him anymore. You will lose in the long run. He's not ma'soom, he'll make a mistake. وَمَتَى تَكَبَّرَ نَعْمْ. And this, now we have to stop. Now we have to stop, because this is going to get really hectic. And we're going to see what Ali radiallahu anhu, how Ali described, oh, mashallah, how Ali described the nature of the relationship between the student and the alim. Wow. Man. Yeah, this requires some real elaboration. Oof, we're all failing. Just for the record, I'll give you some preview. We're all failing at a large scale with our ulama. Allah musta'an. على كل حال نسأل الله يعفو عنا جميعا ويغفر لنا الذنوب وصلى الله وسلم على نبينا محمد